So Michael's here from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Good morning.
How are you doing, Bill?
Very well. We're going to talk about cannabis.
We are indeed. Oh, I guess I should have prefaced with the saying hi.
Yes. Okay. Oh, dear. Anyway, so let's get right into it. It's not a criminal thing, I guess, now, is the...
Well, what they've done is that the recreational use has been decriminalized. Actually, mm-hmm. it's still under the criminal code.
Okay.
Because there is limitations, for instance, for the age of people that can use it. So here mm-hmm. in BC, specifically, you have to be adults age 19 and older.
Okay.
May legally use it as a recreational product.
Now, location also seems to be a big deal.
It is, and people are under the assumption that, you know, because you can smoke weed, that, you know, it's going to fall under the Tobacco Act. They use that as a measuring stick about how far away you can be, but really it is a controlled substance like alcohol. Mm-hmm. And okay. so, you know, basically adults can smoke or vape in permitted areas. So some of the places where they're not, maybe that might mm-hmm. be easier.
Okay.
Because it can be a lengthy one. So of all places, surprise, health board property. You cannot be smoking or vaping.
Okay.
That's the other part of it. Vaping, you can't even vape. Public buildings. So mm-hmm. you can't do public buildings, workplaces, because I don't remember, you remember when they used to smoke in offices.
Oh, heavens, yeah.
Common areas of apartments. So you may mm-hmm. think, well, I live in a nice apartment. I should be able to maybe have a smoke on the way up mm-hmm. with cannabis. And no, you can't. Basically, condos, dormitories, they're all the same, basically, within 6 meters of an open window or door. So this is where it gets confusing for people. Like, they're using some of the measuring sticks for tobacco.
Okay.
But never forget, it still is a controlled substance. At a bus stop, you cannot basically have a toke at a bus stop.
Right.
A train station or a taxi stand or down at the dock at French Creek or anywhere else for BC ferries. One thing that's even more stringent, perhaps, than some of the smoking regulations, you cannot use it outdoors in playgrounds, sports fields, the ferry dock, which we already spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, a lot of these places that you don't think of it. So if you're going to go to Oceanside Place and that, don't think you're going to be able to have yourself a joint. It's not going to happen. You'll be escorted out of the building.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's right in the provincial bylaws, in public patios. So if you're going to, I know in the summertime, we got a few places mm-hmm. that put these nice patios outside, some of the businesses. No, you still cannot have a joint outside in a public place. It is very, very controlled. So again, where it's being permitted, that's one of the big things about it. That's for sure.
Yeah, that does sort of narrow it down, doesn't it?
Like I said, it's really difficult, Bill, to get the places where you're allowed to.
What about any other restrictions on use in public places?
Well, again, it's just to reinforce again, on school property or on sidewalks, boulevards adjacent to school property. So if you're dropping off your kids and you think, oh, this is a good time, I need to relax. No, that's not the place mm-hmm. to relax on school property. In private licensed cannabis stores. So you cannot have a joint while you're at the counter deciding, you know, what variety you would like to have this particular day.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big part. Being a passenger in a vehicle or a boat.
I was wondering about cars and boats.
And that's the thing, is because you're basically in a metal tube. So
right.
just like alcohol, I think, Bill, that's the biggest thing. Just like mm-hmm. alcohol, you cannot have your passengers in the car drinking. You can't.
Okay, so
you will. And like the law for alcohol, it's the driver that will get penalized because they're responsible for the passengers. Mm-hmm. So one of the things the Mounties are coming across a lot of is that, you know, they're fighting people and they think because it's recreational, oh, I can smoke it anywhere. I can smoke it in the car. But the thing of it is, it's a concept. Mm-hmm. If you're smoking it, it gets in the air. And yes, everyone will be affected in the car. So if the Mounties pull you over, and by the way, the minimum amount or the maximum amount you're allowed to have is 30 grams.
Okay.
If you have that in a place that's inaccessible to the passengers in your car, you're good to go. So put it in the trunk.
Right.
Put it well away from everybody. But again, don't put it in the front ashtray at the front. it's not going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
You will be charged.
Okay.
So just kind of a don't let the obvious hit you too hard.
I see. So rule of thumb we got here is if you can't crack a beer, you can't imbibe in your dope.
And I think that's exactly the way you should look at it, Bill.
All right. Excellent.
For more information,
mm-hmm.
There's a great website that is for the province of BC. It's called getcannabisclarity.ca. And
okay.
There's lots of great information on there. And if people need more information, both from a social club or if you have a workplace, we'd be happy to step in and give you a talk and let you know what the laws are.
Right on. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.